hear George Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style, then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while, still she'll leave you with a smile.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests in Los Angeles over ICE raids expected again today. It follows a volatile weekend of unrest and President Trump mobilizing National Guard troops and L.A. neighborhoods without Governor Gavin Newsom's approval. Newsom now says a state is suing.
Newsom says that this is purposefully inflammatory and that it only escalates the situation. That memo the president signed over the weekend sends up to 2,000 National Guard members for a period of 60 days. President Trump and Gavin Newsom have a long history of going back and forth on politics and policy issues. This is the next chapter in that long history.
ABC's Karen Travers. The White House confirming President Trump and Israel's prime minister will speak today. It has been 2 weeks since their last call when Trump warned Israel's leader not to take actions that could disrupt U.S. and Iranian talks. And in London, high-level trade talks today between the U.S. and China as the world's top economic powers try to tamp down on tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News. A major egg recall after salmonella outbreak has sickened dozens of people across multiple states. The California-based August Egg Company recalling 1.7 million brown organic and brown cage-free eggs distributed across nine different states. A new warning. If you're looking for work, the latest cybercrime may have you in its sights.
The shaky job market is rattling workers' nerves.
People are still trying to make sure they get the best job they can.
Alyssa Parker of the Better Business Bureau says scammers posing as recruiters for big name companies are sending out thousands of text messages with phony job offers. Victims are then asked to pay an application or an onboarding fee.
Any legitimate employer is not going to make you pay to work for them.
The FBI says the average loss to job text scams is $3,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Two people were killed after a deadly shooting near the Bellagio Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Authorities say the suspect is known but not in custody. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures, flirting with 80. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A child is dead in a boating accident in the Milwaukee suburbs. Muskego police say a 10-year-old boy died in a Saturday morning collision on Little Muskego Lake. The boy was one of three passengers in a stationary boat that was struck by a boat being operated by a 74-year-old man. The boy was taken to the hospital but later died. The man piloting the boat and the victim have not been identified. A bipartisan bill at the Capitol would create a grant program to help smaller police agencies in Wisconsin address staffing shortages. Beloit Democrat Representative Clinton Anderson says very few of these smaller departments are able to send someone to the police academy.
Very few people who go through the police academy are not already being paid by a larger agency. So it gets really tough to find people who are already trained. The other problem is you're seeing a lot of lateral hires. So smaller departments will have a trained officer and then they'll go to a bigger agency.
The proposal would cover the cost of academy training and on-the-job training for police. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. One man and his dog are dead in an alleged train crash in Buffalo County. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department said it happened south of Fountain City near the 5A Dam on Friday. Authorities say the man and his dog were walking on the train tracks when the incident happened. Police are still investigating. An improvement project on I-94 is underway. Bridges on the interstate throughout western Wisconsin, including Dunn and Eau Claire counties, are being sealed. Now, that includes bridge decks and columns. Crews began their efforts yesterday. Work will take place during the evening and is expected to be finished near the end of next month. A pretrial hearing is scheduled today for the defendant charged in the killing of 10-year-old Lily Peters. Investigators say that Peters was killed in Chippewa Falls on April 24th of 2022, with her body found the next day. 17-year-old defendant Carson Peters Berger was just 14 when prosecutors say he took the young girl's life. Today's hearing will be to consider a number of motions filed in the case, including one regarding the possible movements of the upcoming trial to another county. A bipartisan bill at the Capitol would create a grant program to help small police departments in Wisconsin address staffing shortages. Beloit Democrat Representative Clinton Anderson says very few of the small departments are able to send someone to the police academy. The proposed grant program would cover the cost of academy training and on-the-job training for a recruit if a department has an officer retiring within 6 months or has more than 20% of officer positions unfilled. Anderson introduced the legislation along Democratic Senator Brad Paff and Western Wisconsin Republican Senator Jesse James, along with Representative Bob Donovan. A Rochester woman was accused of attacking a young child with a pizza cutter has been found guilty. An Olmsted County jury convicted Adriana Newburn Thursday of first-degree assault, child torture, second-degree assault, third-degree assault, terroristic threats, and two counts of fifth-degree assault. Prosecutors say the defendant and another woman got into a fight last June at KinderCare Child Care Center. Newburn slashed the other woman's child, leaving the toddler with a cut on his leg and a cut on the face that had to be surgically repaired. The sentencing date is set for August 18th. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Durand Fun Fest wrapped up yesterday. Good crowds were on hand all 3 days of the event, and there were no reports of any issues throughout the city. Fun Fest committee members will be taking a few weeks off before the planning begins for next year's event. The committee would like to thank the community volunteers and all of the sponsors who helped keep FunFest possible. The city of Wabasha is inviting residents to provide input on areas of flooding concerns as part of a flood resiliency project. The goal of the study is to identify infrastructure improvement opportunities and solutions that are needed in Wabasha to protect property and support the transportation system to facilitate effective emergency response or evaluation during flooding. The goal is to protect city facilities, homes, and businesses and residents of the community from recurring flood concerns. Comments are needed by this Friday. Just visit the City of Wabasha's website for more information. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire's Board of Regents has approved the addition of three new majors for the fall of 2026. The university will offer College of Business majors in digital marketing analytics and professional sales. The College of Arts and Sciences will offer a major in philosophy, politics, and economics. A spokesperson for the university says these three programs reflect UW-Eau Claire's commitment to renewing and refreshing program offerings to address changing workforce needs and student interests. You can help stop the spread of invasive species this summer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invasive plant specialist Mackenzie Manecki says, after you're done recreating outside, clean things off like clothes, ATV tires, and even the dog to make sure seeds aren't spreading from one area to another. Manecki says if you're camping, make sure you buy your firewood locally so you're not spreading things like emerald ash borer. More information on invasive species, both aquatic and terrestrial, can be found at the DNR's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Eau Claire is the best city to live in Wisconsin. That, according to U.S. News and World Report's Best Places to Live list, which also ranked Eau Claire at 49th for the best places to live in the country. The rankings were based on an analysis of public data and user opinions. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures, flirting with 80. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 57.
After being unable to reach a resolution on his future in Green Bay, the Packers reportedly plan to release two-time Pro Bowl corner Jaire Alexander. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. ESPN cited a source saying the move would come today, a day before the Packers open their mandatory minicamp tomorrow. 2018 first-round draft pick had 2 years left on the four-year, $84 million contract extension that made him the highest-paid corner in the NFL at the time. Brewers open a three-game series against the Atlanta Braves at AmFam Field tonight. The Brewers Brewers dropping 2-3 to the Padres over the weekend, including a 1-0 setback yesterday. Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight with Game 3 of the best-of-seven series between Edmonton and Florida in Florida. That series is all tied at 1. And after finishing second in this weekend's AmFam Championship, Madison Steve Stricker says he plans to get an MRI for his ailing back, which has caused him to miss all but 4 events this year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Hamlin goes the distance in Michigan. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Denny Hamlin led just 5 laps, including the final 4 of yesterday's Firekeepers Casino 400 at the Michigan International Speedway to claim the win. His 3rd of the season that came following a torrid late race battle with William Byron.
I was working him. I mean, just giving him all kinds of different looks to, you know, catch him off guard and add a surprise. And so I was able to get position on him right there. What a battle.
Byron would later run out of fuel coming to the white flag and would finish 28th. The win for Hamlin is his 3rd at the 2-mile Michigan Oval. See the full rundown at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
You do your best to keep pesticides away from the kids, but the exposure risk is still there. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There are many ways that kids come in contact with pesticides as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
All
Pesticides can pose a health risk to children. Their bodies are going through developmental processes that can be affected by pesticide exposure. The extent depends on the toxicity of the ingredients, how much of the pesticide they've been exposed to, and for how long. Casey Buell is the Pesticide Safety Education Program Coordinator in Oregon. She says just the everyday behavior of a child can put them at risk.
They put their toys and their hands in their mouths, and they spend more time on the floor and on the ground where residues may be present. They might eat unwashed produce right from the garden, but washing those fruits and vegetables before kids eat them can really reduce those potential exposures.
When mom and dad walk through the door after being outside, kids love to run to them for a hug. Parents might unknowingly have pesticide residue on their skin or clothes, which could be rubbed off onto their child.
They can do things like washing up and possibly changing their clothes before hugging the little ones at the end of the day, and also separating out the laundry, washing clothes separately if they might have some pesticide residue on them from the family laundry can prevent spreading the residue from one piece of clothing to another. Another really powerful thing they can do is to leave their shoes or boots at the door to avoid tracking that residue around the house.
Kids are naturally curious and masters at getting into stuff they shouldn't. Be sure you store pesticides and other dangerous chemicals under lock and key, preferably in a shed or other building outside of the house. Create a safe play area and cover up outdoor playthings when you know a pesticide is going to be applied. Learn more on how you can keep your kids safe around pesticides at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
59 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July milk up 26 to 1890. August up 39 to 1940. September up 31 to 1944. October up 27 at 1937. Cheese markets today, barrels were steady at 186. 40-pound blocks up 2.25 to 188. Five trade of block on the day. Now, cash butter was down a half to 255. 10 trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 57.75. No trades on the day. And a grade A non-fed dry milk at 126.5, up a quarter, 6 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are moving mostly higher as ample fundamental support is encouraging the complex to trade higher once again. Traders have been more than willing and receptive of the market's strong fundamentals, which has pushed the contracts beyond those resistant levels. Now, at some point, packers are going to get enough supply bought up to dampen the Fed cash cattle market's fire-like rally. But until then, it's really anyone's guess at this point where the market's top could be. And box beef prices once again higher, and that's providing that extra support. Hog markets are also moving mostly higher as well. The trade is hopeful that consumer demand will continue to fuel the market's rally this week. Now, pork cutout values are down slightly this morning, but that's because of a 446 drop in the ham prices. Otherwise, the rest of the cuts are all trading mostly higher, and that helps to bring some support to the market. June live cattle up a dollar to 227.30. August up 40 cents to 219.27. October up 10 cents to 215.62. August feeder cattle up 52 cents to 310.67. September up 60 cents to 309.72. October up 55 cents to 307.45. June hogs up 2 cents to 102.65. July to low down 5 cents to 107.50. August up 82 cents to 110.22. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. That weather premium from last week with the expectation of that high pressure ridge and hot, dry conditions for the last half of June into July. Well, now the forecast is moderating that ridge and moderating the heat and the dryness. Therefore, the weather premium now coming out of the market. There's also a whole bunch of USDA reports this week, so there's additional selling pressure on positioning. July corn down 6 to 436 and a half. September down 10 and a quarter to 423. New crop down 10 and a half to 438 and three quarters. July beans down 1 and three quarters to 1055 and a half. August down 3 and a quarter to 1047 and a half. September down 5 and a quarter to 1023. New crop down 5 and three quarters to 1031 and a quarter. July soybean meal down 70 cents to 295. July soybean oil up 10 cents to 4740. Chicago wheat, July down 12 to 542 and three quarters. September down 11 and a half to 557 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, July down 13 and a quarter to 622. September down 11 and a half to 632 and a half. Energy markets today are higher. July crude oil up 29 cents to 64.87. August up 21 cents to 63.84. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up a cent. July at 208, August at 206. That's markets at the midday. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of Agro Talk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Swine producers are feeling cautiously optimistic for 2025. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Following a historic downturn in the swine industry in 2024, producers are more optimistic about what 2025 will bring. So far, the first half of the year has been good for producers in several states. Chris Ford, Vice President of Swine Agribusiness with Farm Credit Services of America, said that swine producers are also cautiously optimistic about what the rest of the year will look like.
The three things that I think are the most important in this industry is to continue to have good books, have good financial acumen, know your cost production as you kind of go through this, because you can make better decisions as you kind of go through. I think the second thing is risk management. There's a lot of tools out there. We think about the using the board, using the insurance products, finding folks that are around you to help consult and make good decisions. And then again, I think third thing is just making sure that we're adhering to the best and highest technology around biosecurity, because production is going to be key as we go through. So those are probably the three biggest things that I encourage guys to continue to focus on going forward.
Ford said there are a few important factors to monitor for producers to be successful in today's economy.
It's been a tale of the last 24 months. We've gone through one of the worst downturns in the swine industry that we've seen probably in the last 30 or 40 years. And so as we've kind of come out of that with lower feed costs, corn, soybean meal, and we see production kind of getting itself back straightened out. Guys are really optimistic about what 25 is going to give us. First half has been very successful, and I would say the second half there's a lot of cautious optimism as we continue forward. So guys are thinking very positively as we go through 25.
This can be a lot for one swine producer to handle, but fortunately they don't have to do it alone. Ford said Farm Credit has a swine team that's thoroughly invested and highly experienced in the swine industry.
We have a team of folks, both underwriters, closers, and relationship managers that specifically work in just the swine industry. So we understand the industry. We work with 28 of the top 40 producers in the nation. So we get a great perspective of not just Iowa, but we also can bring some of that nationwide perspective back to our Iowa producers to kind of give them ideas around what you're doing well, what are some areas maybe you can improve on. So by having that expertise, we work in swine every day. And again, it's the same with our beef, our poultry, swine. We have those experts in our company to help guys navigate the waters.
Chris Ford, Vice President of Swine Agribusiness with Farm Credit Services of America. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The European Union says it's open to lowering tariffs on U.S. fertilizer imports as an offer in trade talks with the Trump administration, but will not weaken its food safety standards in pursuit of the deal. Whether that would mean zero tariffs or a reduction of current rates would need to be negotiated. U.S. exports face the EU standard tariffs of 5.5% on imports of ammonia and 6.5% on nitrogen fertilizer. Reducing tariffs could boost Europe's purchase of U.S. fertilizer to fill a gap as the EU cut supplies from Russia. Around 24% of the EU's nitrogen fertilizer imports came from Russia in 2023, while the U.S. accounted for 8%, according to EU data. Europeans would prefer buying fertilizers from the U.S. than from Russia. The EU will hit nitrogen-based fertilizers from Russia with tariffs rising to 100% over 3 years. A level that would effectively halt the annual trade flow currently worth 1.3 billion euros. The USDA crop production report released offered the first soybean condition rating of the season. While it's early in the growing season, the numbers provided a valuable snapshot of how the crop's currently shaping up across the major soybean production states. Only five states failed to surpass a combined good to excellent rating of 60%. Illinois reported 59% of its soybean crop in good to excellent condition. Michigan at 54%, North Dakota 58%, Ohio and South Dakota at an even 50%. Nationwide, the soybean crop ratings break down to 1% very poor, 4% poor, 28% fair, 58% good, and 19% excellent. And a handful of states currently have double-digit excellent ratings, including Wisconsin, at 16%. The ASA and many other agriculture organizations sent a letter last week supporting the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture and the role the organization plays in bolstering U.S. agriculture and trade priorities. IICA is a specialized agency for agriculture that supports the efforts of its members to achieve agricultural development and rural well-being. Its programs specialize in areas like technology and innovation for agriculture, agriculture health, food safety and quality, international agricultural trade, family farming, rural development, natural resource management, and the bioeconomy. In the letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, and U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jameson Greer, the groups highlighted why IICA is a highly effective and trusted partner. At the time of rising global competition and growing threats to agriculture, trade, and biosecurity, continued U.S. support for IICA will strengthen American leadership, expand export opportunities, and reinforce the science-based trade system that's helping U.S. farmers and ranchers compete and win on a fairer global playing field. Bayer executives have been warning in recent weeks that after losing billions of dollars to Roundup case settlements and jury awards, they may be ready to give up the fight and get out of the glyphosate business. In the U.S., there's no broad protection for producers of pesticides, so manufacturers can comply with the federal regulatory labeling requirements and still be sued for failing to warn, Bayer CEO Bill Anderson told investors in a recent conference call. Anderson said that's one factor among others as the company questions whether or not it should continue production of glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup and its other branded weed killers. Glyphosate, introduced by Monsanto in the 70s, is the world's most widely used herbicidal chemical. The company has already removed glyphosate from consumer herbicide products sold in the U.S. Now the ongoing litigation threatens Bayer's ability to continue to supply glyphosate-based products to farmers and other professional users, according to the company. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion and Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
It will be a cool day today with plenty of cloud cover and even rain showers, which will hold back highs in the 60s in our ag weather forecast. But we quickly warm up Tuesday with sunny skies and west winds. Looks like we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 70s to even low 80s. Now, another round of active weather, though, is expected Wednesday night through Friday with multiple rounds of thunderstorms and heavy rainfall possible. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have scattered showers, even a thunderstorm possible. We'll have highs 52 to 67, precipitation chance at 50%, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, west winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 48 to 53, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, west winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, west winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Friday, cloudy, showers and storms likely, highs 65 to 70. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, we'll have highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. The summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Break it to me hard if you're over my love, girl. Lay it on my heart, don't try to say, hey, it's someone else calling you, baby. You wanted time and you wanted your space, so I backed off.
Times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died. My mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky. And the whole world cried. Some black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980. Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy? I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980 something. 1970 something. Oh, it was 19 something.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by Cupid, but no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. I got my heart set, my feet.
Profit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone that wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. Took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from
Something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Now my wife, about 3 years ago, we had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. And now here I stand, surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me. Listen to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to. Because he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be. Get rich on what money can buy.